On 31st of January 1953, three elements were linked in a fatal combination. It was the night of a spring tide. A deep atmospheric low pressure over the North Sea had been raising water levels, and northerly gales were driving a wall of water down the coast. As it funneled into the narrower area of the North Sea between England and Holland, this wall of water grew higher. At its peak, the surge was 2.5 metres above the spring tide level. This was more than the defences could stand and spelled disaster. In the village of Jawick, the wave, or wall of death, was seen hurtling towards the town from inland across the St. Osyth marshes. Jawick was completely cut off from the rest of Essex, and 37 people lost their lives. The courageous PC Don Harmer immediately waded into chin-high water to reach the seawall and crawled along it for over a mile from Jawick to Clacton and back, in the dark and with high water on both sides, to alert Clacton police to the catastrophe in Jawick. Some homes were completely submerged by flood water. In Meadow Way, Esther and James had gathered with their son and daughter to celebrate Esther's 89th birthday on the 1st of February. But in the night, the sea engulfed their home and all four were drowned. When police recovered their bodies on Tuesday, the 3rd of February, the birthday cake was untouched.